Biggest show coming to town this week, brought to us by the Granada Theater and by Starwood Motors. Are you down on our theme song, George? Oh, no, not at all. Sounded like you
I
were defeated.
I was. You could take it that way, but I'm not. I like this song.
We can play the ticket stock theme for you if you prefer.
No.
Oh, the ticket stock.
Boom, boom, boom. Oh. All right, we have five candidates this week. Biggest show coming to town. Let's run through the list. Going to apologize ahead of time, and then we will decide on which we think is the biggest coming to town this week. Candidate number one, Wednesday night and Thursday at the aforementioned Granada Theater, The XX.
I'm sorry?
I said The XX.
Not familiar. Someone fill me in.
They are an English indie pop band formed in London Wadsworth in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
In 2010, they won the Mercury Music Prize for their debut album. Their second album was just released. Fernando, you have some more information on who they're popular with.
They're popular with the kids. My daughter's going to see them. They sold out two shows at Granada Wednesday, Thursday, like that.
Okay. I like her voice. Here's some teenage angst in there.
Yeah. None other than Paul McCartney called them the next big thing.
What is two Paul McCartney motorcycles going down the highway?
And by the way,
what a reduction of a career.
I just made that fact up.
Oh.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Just so we would
Why would he?
McCartney motorcycle?
Yeah.
No, just to give them a little cred.
Oh. Where's this song going?
Get to the hook, okay?
I don't think it has one.
This is the hook, buddy.
Your kick drum is overmodulated.
None other than Mick Jagger said they'll be bigger than we ever were.
False.
Okay. Made up.
Ridiculous. But we support the Granada.
Yep.
It sounds like they got a good band here.
All right, candidate two, Thursday night at the American Airlines Center, Patti LaBelle.
Boy, you talk about an oversinger.
You think?
Oh, my gosh. This is Patti LaBelle? Okay, yeah, I guess so. Thought it may have been Aretha.
God, the 80s were so bad.
Listen to this. This new attitude.
Everything in the 80s sounded real. This kind of music in the 80s sounded cheap and real mono.
It sounds like just sound like stereo. It sounds like some sort of bed in Beverly Hills Cop.
Right.
Yeah. Who was I watching last night that declared the 80s the worst decade ever?
They were wrong.
I think they might be right.
No, there's just as much cheese in the 70s. Yes, the sound is compressed and cheesy and all that. But
no, I'm not talking just music necessarily. The 70s had a little more soul or something.
Ooh, did they?
The 80s were so superficial.
They were.
They were the most superficial decade.
Yeah, everything was real fake and angular and soulless and coked out.
I think that's the coffee sipper's look at the 80s. I didn't even live it and just has that opinion.
Remember how crazy her hair was in the 80s? She had those big fins that stood up on the
sides. My question is, how is she playing the American Airlines Center?
Can't believe it.
I can't either. By herself? No one else?
Yeah.
No support?
No. She's that big?
Yeah. I think she was, 20 years ago, but...
Still.
Like now.
I did like that song Lady Marmalade she did with LaBelle.
Marmalade?
Marmalade, whatever the hell it is.
What are you talking about?
It's Lady Marmalade.
What are you talking about, Rich?
A hit she had back in the 70s.
Lady Marmalade. Children.
They called it the bell.
No.
Okay, Rich.
You never heard of that?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you'd know it if you heard it.
Yeah, I'm trying to get you to hear it, but that's stupid.
Does she have a bunch of ridiculous runs in it?
Oh, she did? You can see a doctor for that.
She's in basically every Hall of Fame you can be in, from the Grammy Hall of Fame to the Songwriters Hall of Fame, the World Music Hall of Fame.
They have that?
She's sold over 50 million records.
Oh, gosh.
is this lady Marmalade?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. This is, that's not the name of the song. It's,
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes, it is. 100%. I'm looking at it, dude.
Ooh.
Dude,
ooh.
Chief,
you got yes. served.
And yes. Boom. You've been pwned.
Yeah, this song's okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. This was this is Christina Aguilera and who else?
What? They did the remake.
Oh.
Lil' Kim.
Oh, is this their version of it?
You mean Little Kim?
No, it's Lil' Kim.
Is someone trying to tell me that they're going to be 20,000 on hand for her?
There's no way.
Thursday night.
It's going to be about 20.
Oh, go. See, I like this song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Man, I'm just convinced I like gay music.
Nothing gay about this song. I guess it's kind of happy.
Okay, but I also like Carly Rae Jepsen. How does that fit in?
It's fine.
I like Dancing Queen.
That.
Gay. I like the Beatles.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, a lot of teenage girls like the Beatles at one point.
Oh, God, the Beatles.
You know, I'm so overweight. I'm so tired of people talking about the Beatles. Freaking Beatles.
All right, Candidate 3, biggest show coming to town this week. Friday night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Keith Sweat.
Donnie will be there.
Oh, it's been so long since I've seen you. And I hadn't seen you.
Cut. Really hey, listen, time. Let's go ahead and sing the song.
It's been so long that
Emmett,
I still forget what you look like.
Emmett.
And after a while, every picture looks like a blank slate. And I have to imagine you in my mind. So I pump it up like
Why
this.
Why do you know this?
On his Twitter page.
This, I cannot tell you how this cuts a hole in my big toe
song.
And just starts draining the life force out of me.
This is a good song.
On his Twitter like page, he says he's one of the godfathers of R&B with over 25 million records sold.
This is a good song.
And recently he posted this very generic tweet. Make sure you check out my website, KeithSweat.com, for all the latest information.
So generic.
Wow.
On what?
I need to know.
Well, thank God.
All of the latest information on the Pope retirement, on the weather, on NBA scores, everything.
Boy, you got to follow him on Twitter.
I know. How else are you going to stay in contact? What's going on in the world?
All the latest information.
It all started looking like a blank slate.
Okay, Emmett, turn off your own mic.
Smash, smash, smash!
Chair? Such insanity.
There's no show in America that gets more hung up on things than this show.
Yeah, that's true.
And the chief offenders are you, George, you, Gordo, and you, Jer.
What are you talking about?
You guys will not let things go.
Name one thing that I haven't let go.
Everything. All right, Candidate 4.
I got everything.
Biggest show coming to town. Saturday at Fair Park, it's Mardi Gras Texas style.
Now we're talking.
Featuring the Randy Rogers Band for the third straight week, the Josh Abbott Band for the third straight week, and Wade Bowen for the third straight week.
They have been here recently, but this is the Wolf's Big Mardi Gras. This is a big deal. That's a huge combo of Texas acts there.
Which one was the one that came to our camp out and played my guitar?
That was Wade.
He's the rich one. He had that big old tour bus when he pulled
up. They all got those.
He makes that much?
Well, his record company may have supplied him with that.
But. Well, he invented that exercise deal, too, so he probably made a lot on that.
What's that?
The Bowen Flex?
One of the greatest stretches in the history of this show.
Well, I just wanted to wade into some exercise humor. Mark McLemore loves it.
How much does Wade Bowen make a year, George?
I don't know the exact... I don't know if he can ballpark it, but he does well. I don't think he does well.
How much does Josh Abbott make?
Anyone can even know that.
Did you say Josh Abbott was struggling?
No, I didn't say that at all. He's done really well. He's got a... current number one, I think, on the Texas chart. Josh Abbott does.
How much does Randy Rogers make a million a year?
Supposed to you, who's going to, about an hour, have a number two?
I don't know if he does that, but he does real well. No, that was Norm last break.
Did he really? I saw him hobbling into the bathroom.
We don't need to know that.
Yeah, support Mardi Gras, Texas. That's going to be big. Fair Park.
I don't think Norm's using those handicap rails right in that stall either.
How's he using them?
Well, he climbs up and puts one foot on each rail.
That's a big splash, huh?
Because he knows it's going to be a big one.
He wants to get as far away from it as he can.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with Mardi Gras, but anyway.
How much would you pay for that video?
Oh, gross.
All right, yeah.
Soroy has to help
great
him.
Great music there, boy.
Candidate 5, Sunday at the Arlington Music Hall, making his quintannual visit to the Metroplex.
What?
Rick Springfield.
Great song.
See, this does make
gay
you a girl.
Song.
Yeah, this does
another
make you a girl.
Song that I like.
You're the only guy I've ever known who's been into Rick Springfield.
He had that Everybody's Girl, which I just love that song so much.
Why does he come to town so much?
He doesn't.
It's only a couple
twice
times
a year.
Does he ever not tour?
It's only a couple times a year. It's like the Glass Cactus and Arlington.
He's played like some festival over in the Mid-Cities a couple of times.
Yeah, Euless Fest. He plays that every year.
Like that.
I told you this is one of rock's most enduring mysteries.
Who is Jesse's girl?
Yeah. They tried to track her down. She was in a pottery class with him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm playing along with the charade.
Night is this so Gordo can go?
Sunday night. It's Rick Springfield, not Skin Lonin.
Yeah.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week is a candidate 1. Wednesday and Thursday at the Granada, the XX. Candidate 2, Thursday at the American Airlines Center, Patti LaBelle. Candidate 3, Friday at the Verizon, Keith Sweat. Candidate 4, Saturday at Fair Park, the Mardi Gras Texas-style show with Randy Rogers, Joss Abbott, and Wade Bowen. Or Candidate 5, Sunday at the Arlington Music Hall, Rick Springfield. George.
Boy, it's a no-brainer for everybody. It's Mardi Gras. No doubt about it.
Gordon.
You mind if I vote for Gordon?
Sure, Rick.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Go ahead.
I'm having a hard time deciding, and I feel like I'm letting you down. I'm over Ring Springfield.
Okay.
Because he has the same name as I do. My middle name is Springfield.
Rick Springfield Skinline?
No, he's named after the rival, though.
The rival?
Rifle.
The rifle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
God, go away. Rich.
You let the Time Wasters off because they would just lap the field.
Oh, yeah. What about the Time Wasters? Wow.
That's Friday night, by the way. I'll go with the Mardi Gras Texas style.
Yeah, boy, Rich.
Jer?
Can I take the field?
No.
Okay, Patti LaBelle.
Fernando.
What a girl Patti vote. LaBelle.
Another girl vote.
Yeah. I also am going to go with Patti LaBelle.
Such a girl.
Anyone playing the American Airlines Center and anyone who's in the Grammy Hall of Fame.
Whatever.
That is a big show. You can't whatever the Grammy Hall of Fame.
There will be more at Mardi Gras.
Exercise in
our
There
will be more at Mardi Gras than the AAC.
Biggest show coming to town Thursday, American Airlines Center, Patti LaBelle.
Outrage. What's next in the corner?
In the corner, Giorgio, did you hear about the Grammy gate crasher? Next.